Now, the word chew, that food is hard to
chew.
And I, before I swallowed it,
I chewed it.
It had been before it was swallowed.
Chewed. Okay. On the mic.
If you have a meal, you might have one meat and two
vegetables.
Okay. Is there a term you might use for homegrown vegetables? Of all kinds?
Well, I say homegrown vegetables.
Okay. And if you have homegrown vegetables, that you get them out of your...
garden.
What would you call large kernels of corn? The usual corn.
Whole grain.
Okay, all right, this is what they make grits from. Hominy. Are you familiar?
Oh, yes.
Okay, what is hominy?
What is ground corn?
Ground?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any distinction between bleached hominy and whole hominy?
I know the distinction, but the whole hominy is a big thing. I'd have eaten it in my life. I hope I never have to.
Or could you tell me something about the preparation?
No, not the whole one. Okay.
What about the...
The other you cook in the boiler, salt.
Is that the same thing as grits?
Yeah.
And do you call them hominy or hominy grits or grits?
We've always said hominy, and that's good.
Okay.
And most of the younger people say grits.
Okay. And what would you call a grain that's grown in marshy land?
Wild ones.
Okay. Do you know any terms for cheap whiskey or terms for homebrew beer or whiskey?
Homebrew, you mean? You don't mean illegal, do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
Bootleg.
Okay. Do you have any terms for cheap whiskey? Would you have any other terms besides bootleg for whiskey? What about homebrewed beer?
Not familiar with that.
Okay. What would you call
it? We just called it homebrew. Years ago.
Okay. If you're talking about an odor, you might say just blank that.
Disagreeable odor?
Well, no, not necessarily.
It could be a fragrant odor.
Yeah. And you just tell somebody just...
Just smell that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is pancake or batter cakes or hot cakes, you said you would put what on?
Olive oil.
Yeah, but when you're going to eat them?
On a plate.
Okay, and what would you pour on them?
Syrup.
And do you have a term for kind of a thick syrup?
Molasses.
All right. And you might say molasses, blank, thick.
Thick as molasses. Or molasses blank, thick.
Using the verb is, or the verb to be.
The molasses is thick.
Okay, he would say is thick. If something is real, you might say this is a antique.